This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 24th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Expect mostly sunny skies across Israel today. In Tel Aviv, it's warm and inviting, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem will see clear conditions throughout the day. Over in Haifa, the sun is shining brightly with a gentle breeze. Tonight, temperatures will remain mild, making for a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today, a train wreck scenario looms as Jerusalem and Beirut hold talks, with Israeli envoys critical of linking them to the U.S.-Iran deal. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports the IDF has killed Hezbollah operatives in southern Lebanon amid fragile ceasefire tensions. Also this hour, JNS highlights warnings from an Israeli envoy that Lebanon talks could derail due to new diplomatic frameworks involving the U.S. and Iran. Separately, I-24 News details that survivors of the 1992 Buenos Aires embassy bombing are visiting Israel, welcomed by Foreign Minister Sa'ar. And finally, the Australian Jewish News mourns the passing of Clive Davis, a legendary music mogul who discovered Whitney Houston and signed Bruce Springsteen. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a known analyst on Iran, remarked just minutes ago that Hezbollah is essentially an extension of Iran and that Iran should be held accountable for its activities. The Times of Israel posted earlier today about a new U.S. investigation into anti-Semitism within the country's largest teachers' union, highlighting ongoing concerns over discrimination. Ihab Hassan, a commentator on Middle East affairs, claimed an hour ago that Israeli settlers frequently attack the Christian village of Taibe, allegedly with police support. Now for more on those stories, starting with the diplomatic talks between Israel and Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that the first talks since the signing of a memorandum of understanding are underway. Discussions include a partial IDF withdrawal from southern Lebanon. However, an Israeli envoy warns that linking these talks to the U.S.-Iran deal could complicate matters. The potential consequences may affect regional stability significantly. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post reveals the IDF has engaged Hezbollah operatives amid ongoing ceasefire tensions. This action coincides with the diplomatic meetings in Washington. The dynamics of this conflict remain delicate, with implications for peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, JNS covers concerns from Israeli envoy Yechiel Leiter. He fears that new frameworks involving the U.S. and Iran might embolden Hezbollah. Leiter insists Israel is not in conflict with Lebanon, but stresses the importance of preventing any derailment of peace efforts. The path forward could determine future diplomatic relations. Separately, I-24 News reports on the visit of survivors from the 1992 Buenos Aires embassy bombing. Decades after the attack, these survivors are welcomed in Israel by Foreign Minister Sa'ar. This visit underscores the enduring impact of past violence on international relations. And finally, the music industry mourns the loss of Clive Davis. The Australian Jewish News pays tribute to his legacy, noting his discovery of iconic artists like Whitney Houston. Davis's contributions to music have left a lasting imprint, celebrating creativity and innovation. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that AppsFlyer has raised over $1 billion from major tech firms like Google and Meta. This funding will enhance their AI-powered ad measurement tools, aiming to revolutionize advertising strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces good news for workers as the daily rate in the private sector rises, promising more money in upcoming paychecks. This change reflects positive economic shifts. And finally, CTEC highlights the need for stronger cybersecurity enforcement in Israel. As AI accelerates cyber threats, experts argue that regulatory measures are crucial for protecting digital infrastructure. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.